Do Less Guest Podcast Episode 7.
Hi.
Dre and Jake. Episode 7.
Welcome back, everyone.
Welcome back. Thanks for still watching this.
That's crazy.
I know, it is. It's
one fun. Bonus one a week in addition to Correct Opinions, and y'all are still listening, so I appreciate it.
I feel like every time, it's like, oh, this is 7. That is like that.
Yeah, like nothing.
Like nothing, man.
Like that.
Dude, I heard you had a tough pickleball loss last night.
Dude, I knew you were going to bring it up on the podcast.
Yeah, might as well.
We were undefeated until last night. This old man and his...
We have a weird trend of us losing to old men in sports.
Yeah.
Our basketball team, and now...
I think, yeah, in our minds, we're still like 21-year-old college kids.
That's really true. And I
because it's like, we are old men, too.
I feel like in this past year is when I've embraced that, like, I'm no longer athletic in any way. And that's upsetting.
It's a little extreme.
Well, not in any way, but, like, I was someone who... I grew up playing really competitive sports, and then into high school, I was at one of the bigger high schools in the state. They were like always really competitive, so it was tough for me. And I was really competitive, and up till the end of high school, it was always basketball with me. And I, this is classic. Well, I got injured a couple of years, so that hurt something.
You know, yeah, just the labrum.
But like I was, tough. I actually quit because I was kind of like, you know, I think the whole time I played, I was like, I'm going to play college basketball. That's it. So you start to get a reality check. I'm like, I don't need to devote 3 hours a day to this my senior year. Like, that, it's not going to result in anything. It's kind of how I operate. So I was just like, I'm out. But if I would have stayed, I would have been like the sixth, seventh, eighth man type of vibe.
Okay.
So that was, but when I went to college, you gather with all these guys who obviously the really good athletes are actually playing sports.
Playing
in
on
college.
A team.
But then you're around these guys who are from small towns, da da da. Everyone, I would be playing basketball and they'd be like, dude, why didn't you go D1? Surely you had offers. And then all of a sudden I was like, wow.
Dang, I missed out.
When all the good athletes go actually play sports in college and there's left are like guys like you and me, you're like, wow, I'm the man.
Like you're the best of the rest.
Yeah. And so that was playing rec sports through college and like the couple years after college, I could kind of expect a lot of times to be one of the better athletes because the actual athletes were playing sports.
That's why I love pickleball so much because if you're actually good at a racket sport, you play tennis.
Yeah.
So pickleball is just like the intramurals of racket sports.
But yeah, in the past year, you know, we had our basketball pickup league and some other experiences where I was like, you know, I'm slower, I jump less high, and I'm starting to realize it's going. I've reached my peak and I'm heading down.
My main thing that I notice is how slowly I like recover. Now.
Every single time I have to recheck if I'm recording. I'm never confident I press it.
That's just okay. Always got to double check. Just like not even that long ago, I feel like I never got sore. Mm. I could play so much basketball or so much anything and never get sore. And now I like am sore in the morning when I do stuff.
Yep, yep. Me and some buddies, we had a little bachelor party, COVID style. So we just kind of rented an Airbnb and like on a acreage. It was a good vibe.
Mm.
But it was a really cool, unique house that was, it was coined a castle. And it's like, so there was this kind of, what do you call that? A truss. You know, just like the... It was a sphere. It was a round just tube that went all the way up to the top, and it was like 3 floors, and you could like chill.
Oh, cool.
So it was like castle vibes. It was cool.
Cool. Was there a princess at the top?
No. Yeah, there was
Did you check?
And then we got to the top. It's like, oh my gosh, sorry. And this girl, she had really long hair. It was weird.
She kept trying to kiss me.
Yeah. It was really strange. So... there's like these steep stairs go to the top, and as boys do, we created some like fun game to like,
of course,
which is a blast, and it resulted in like going to the top. So it was, you probably climbed really steep spiral staircase, like, you know, probably 25 to the top. And we all did that numerous times. And next day I was like sore in these places. I hadn't been sore before. I'm like, what's going on? It's like, oh, it's because I went up and down those stair ladder things. That's a horrible feeling.
Yeah, I don't like it. And I'm sure there's something I could do to prevent it, like work out or stretch.
I will say I've prevented it. I used to go, so I started working out, which does prevent it.
That's good.
To some degree, because I would go bowling, and the whole next day, like my entire right side of my body was like, I could hardly move it.
Just limp.
But then I got into lifting weights a little bit, not even that hardcore, and I was like, oh, I can go bowling and only be a little sore after.
That's nice.
It's a nice perk.
Yeah.
So...
I have started just a couple days ago. Really don't know why. Maybe you've noticed. Started drinking water. Pretty crazy thing.
Dude, I've never talked to you about this. Maybe we weren't close enough yet. But we would go. Yeah, we would go on like work trips or something. I remember specifically the, which we could talk about. We went to the church camp all night thing, which original Do Less guests saw that video. And we went to Vermont. And they're both like 2-night trips, right? We've probably gone for like 60 hours or something. And I remember I'd leave there and kind of think to myself, like, Jake, honest to God, I didn't see him take a drink of water.
Not a lot usually goes in my system.
I don't even know how you're operating, dude. I'm jealous because I'd notice that I feel like I've gotten a routine of drinking a lot of water and I have a small bladder. I don't know, but I feel like every time I go to the bathroom, you're like, you good? You'd be like, yeah, I don't need to. I was like, this guy doesn't drink water or urinate it today. He's a machine.
I have always had a big bladder, and I'm proud of it. The triplets, when we would go on vacation back in the day, it was always a road trip.
Your dad told great tales of the triplets.
Well, you'd get shamed in the triplet household if you had to, hey, can I go to the bathroom?
Go days without peeing.
Yeah.
That triplet like, bladder.
Like, oh, what? You got a small bladder? So, yeah, you just trained it up. It's huge.
That's great. You know, my dad would be like, he'd always treat me, the Kennedys were tough. We don't cry, that Kennedy toughness. You got that triplet bladder.
Triplets were tough. We don't pee.
Yeah, you hold it.
You hold it.
Span that thing.
Yeah, it's like a good doughy, yeasty thing. It
so
just
recently,
grows.
At least you're like, I'm gonna start drinking water.
I'm like, let's see what this whole water craze is about. Okay. I've been hearing about it. Let's see what's really going on with this water.
That's so funny. Yeah, I've heard, I think you get in a habit and your body starts to crave it more. So I think, I don't remember what started it, but I miss days here and there, but without really trying, I'm sure I drink like a half a gallon a day.
Yeah, you drink a ton of water.
Yeah, okay. It's weird. It's kind of weird. I have this, my strategy is just, like if I had this, I drink it in 3 minutes.
Why?
And then I just drink another in like an hour.
Huh.
Which is how I just operate on a lot of things, which is probably just strange, but
I was expecting to look like a supermodel. I'm 2 days in and I look exactly the same so far, which is kind of a bummer.
Yeah, that is a bummer, but
I'm gonna keep drinking it though, and hopefully something good happens. Yeah, I just Dr. Pepper just tastes so good.
Yeah,
but I haven't had it.
Yeah, to be fair, I used to have my days where I would as in high school, I'd come home from school and I'd drink like 6 of those Gatorade bottles.
No kidding,
I mean, why not? I loved
You're
it.
You're thirsty.
Yeah, it was so tasty. And I remember I had like stomach issues. Like I had the runs all the time. I was like, I gotta go to the doctor. And then one day it finally occurred to me. It's like, oh, maybe it's because I drink the equivalent of a month's worth of sugar every day.
That could do it.
Yeah, that could do it.
That could be it.
But I'm glad you're on the water train. Water's great.
Yeah, we'll see. So I'll let you guys know. I'm sure none of you guys really drink water, so I can kind of be your ambassador.
Not a bunch of weirdos.
I'll tell you what it's like.
Yeah.
Bachelor party was good, though. I didn't know you stayed in the castle. It's pretty sweet.
We drove down there, me and two of my buddies, and no shame. In the state of Missouri, you're allowed to...
do anything.
Number one, pretty much do anything. And two, you're allowed to drink in the car.
Wow.
Let me explain. I drove, and it was my buddy. I was his best man. So I'm like, hey, you know, he loves a good cold beer. It was like 5 p.m. I'm like, I'm going to drive. You sit there and enjoy one beer.
Because
it feels kind of, you're like, not supposed to do that.
It feels so wrong.
In Missouri, you're straight up allowed to. Like if a cop pulled us over, it'd be like, cheers. And I remember I try to stay away from drinking anything on a road trip because I feel like I go to the bathroom a lot. And he drank, this like tall beer. And I hadn't had anything. I'm like, I got to go to the bathroom. Like, so we walk in and he's just chilling there. I'm like, you can go now. He's like, I don't have to. I was like, I couldn't wrap my head around that. Some people, it was my first instance of like, bladders are very different.
It is weird that it's almost, I don't know how I feel about all this. How are we so different? How are your and I's bladder different? How do we both need different amounts of sleep? Why does your hair grow back faster and mine doesn't? How is all that so different?
I don't know. I know I've slept poorly the few nights before. I slept poorly for whatever reason. And yesterday I was just like upset and ticked off. And then I finally occurred to me, like, oh, I think it's because I didn't sleep enough. And I slept like a baby last night. I made a point to get to bed early.
Nice.
And I'm on top of the world today. But it's like some people
just got a juicer in the mail.
Some people, like one of my buddies at the bachelor party, he's like, And he's always been like this. I know my whole life. He's like, I wake up at 6:15, no alarm.
Wow.
And he's like, I go to bed at like a, I don't know, 11:30-ish. Like he sleeps 6 hours and he wakes up on his own. That's a guy who truly only needs to.
Wow.
So many people are like, you only sleep 6 hours a night, but they like drag themselves out of bed and pound coffee. I'm like, you might need some.
You need more.
Yeah.
But you're struggling. Like,
yeah, I just wake up because I'm done sleeping.
Wow, that's very impressive. He's like a animal.
Yeah.
Or something. Like, I don't know.
Some kind of cyborg.
I almost said owl, and I was like, those are.
He's like an owl.
Those are awake at night.
You ever seen an owl in real life?
I don't think so.
Okay, I saw an owl for the first time in real life the other day. And really? I was like, holy. I was with Katie. We were at the picnic. You know, very merry.
Owl.
Let's go. She's trying to. Excuse me. These things make you burp so bad.
You should drink water, dude.
Dude, yeah, I need to.
Can't have mine. This is my water.
I like subtle flex. Yeah, I'm just drinking water. He just like gets the most expensive one. I thought I'd try it.
Well, I stopped at Walgreens on the way over here, and it was either this or like a six pack of like, you know, Nature Valley, yeah. And it's just cheaper.
Like a Costco pack.
Yeah, yeah.
For years, like, I just love a picnic. I'm like, I ain't trying to sit on the ground outside. No. So finally, of course, I'm like, look, you know, she'd been busy or something. I'm like, let's go do it. So we sit at the park. And I'm glad I did, because I saw an owl.
Worth it.
This, I mean, I don't know if owls are all big. They probably are, but I mean, it was a huge bird.
Sweet.
That just, these massive wings, and it was close to sundown, so I guess he was heading out for the night. And he just flies in and lands, like, right above us on this big tree. Like, holy, I've never seen an owl before. And I look, and then he literally does, like, if you're me and I'm the owl, he literally, like, does the, you're like, yeah. And he stares at me. Okay. For 30 seconds. And then I'm like, whoa, cool. And then I'm like, oh my gosh, he's going to attack me.
Yeah, he's coming.
An owl could end my life.
Yeah.
That's terrifying. I'm like, how do I, I'm not food. I'm not your dinner. I don't know what to do.
Yeah, it would be annoying to eat me.
Yeah.
I think the idea, of animals not being scared of you sucks.
I mean, because there's that whole Netflix documentary, The Staircase. You ever see that?
Mm-mm.
It was very, if you're ever bored, do you like crime documentaries?
Or, yeah, yeah.
The Staircase. I loved it. I binged it. But it's the story of this guy who, his side of the story is he was outside with his wife. She says, I'm going to go inside and like get something. And when he walked inside, she was on the bottom of the staircase, blood everywhere, dead. And so.
Owls?
Wait. So everyone's like, well, he probably killed her. He's like, I swear I didn't. And. A theory of this, so it's this convoluted story where he was like guilty and he's not, he's been like in a prison and out of prison, it's okay. Ongoing, and they can't really like close the case.
Okay.
And one of the theories is, I guess when they did all the stuff, they found microscopic owl feathers in her hair.
Oh, actually.
And they are like, so a theory is like, it was night, could a owl have come down and just like went nuts on her head with his talons, and then she stumbled inside and was,
whoa. Micro owl feathers.
What sound does an owl make?
Ooh, 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 ooh. Ooh.
Yeah.
It's kind of like a now improv game. Now show me the Michael Jackson owl. Nailed
improv.
It.
Improv. Perfect. Michael owl attacking Michael Jackson. Go. What does it sound like?
Ooh, ooh, ooh. Ow!
An owl attacking Michael Jackson. So saw an owl. That's good.
That's crazy.
Speaking of that, I think we're gonna try a new segment here. I'm Trey. You're Triplet. So let's talk about the Trey Triplet top threes.
Triplet trinities.
Give me your triplet. Give me your Trey of quarantine pleasures. One of mine. One of my three. I saw an owl for the first time in my life.
Yeah.
I wasn't in my house or in a restaurant. I was in the great outdoors, baby, and I saw. Nightfall's majestic prince, the owl.
It's what they're always known by.
Call him, yeah.
So this is the Trey Triplet top three of quarantine things, just like things that have happened.
Yeah.
Or just in,
this is a seal tight.
My number one quarantine thing, cookie dough. Been getting really into cookie dough.
Okay. So what made you
just raw out of the tube?
Just you're like one day you're like, I'm just gonna get this, and now it's your thing.
Yeah, I think at the start of quarantine, one of my roommates was like, hey, I'm gonna make cookies, and then he got them on the tray, and then we're like, what if we just kind of ate them now?
Yeah.
And then I once I like tasted that dough.
No one thinks the cooked cookie is better than the cookie dough.
It's not.
It's not. Oh,
you have to wait longer.
Yeah.
I can go straight to my fridge and eat a cookie right there.
I don't even know why. So one of mine is I've gotten into making cookies, like homemade cookies. I always have this like thing memorized, you do the flour, and I've even like tweaked it a little. Well, that one, that one's a little cakey for me. I'm going to dial back here. And it's kind of, but yeah, every time I eat it, I'm like, why am I even baking this? I should just like go ahead and put up a big bowl of dough.
Yeah,
and
just so good.
Commit to that.
Yeah, so I'm obsessed with just dough by the tube nowadays. Just dig in there and
just
feed myself.
Nice. Yeah, one of my other, I saw an owl, which was awesome. Another is, I don't know if, I'm excited for this to end, but garage workouts.
Oh, yeah, you've been doing those?
Garage workouts. I've been staying pretty active. I am pretty proud of myself for that. I'm kind of surprised, but yeah, I kind of rotate between three things I just made up, and it works.
What are they?
I did pull-ups, burpees, and jump rope.
Cool.
I'll just make up a number and...
Oh, okay, so you're not making up the workout.
Almost every time I go, okay, I'm going to do six sets of X amount of these, and then I'm like, okay, I'm going to do four. Once you like start going, it's like, no.
Yeah, it's tough. You want that accountability because you will work out harder, but also deep down you don't want it. Mm. Like, you don't want anyone here.
No.
I want to slide by.
Yeah. That's why all those classes are so big. Orange Theory, whatever. You ever been in an Orange Theory class?
No, but it's kind of that social accountability, right? It's people around you.
Yeah. Especially as a man and with a fragile ego, you go in and it's a bunch of women who are just crushing you. And like,
someone's 9 months pregnant.
Yeah.
Like, I got to keep up with her.
Yeah. That's my realtor. She's 58. She's rowing more miles than me. So you just kill yourself. And it's like, that's a good workout, but I can't go back. I can't show my face there again.
Yeah. My second Trey Triplett quarantine things. Recently got into the show Nathan For You. You ever seen that?
No, I feel like I've heard of it. What is it?
It's been around. It's been on Comedy Central for a while. But this guy, he's a comedian.
Okay.
But he goes into small businesses. They think he's there to legitimately help them out.
Mm.
So the episode I watched yesterday, he goes into this like small kind of like a mom and pop Radio Shack kind of store, like electronics.
Okay.
And
this is on Netflix?
This is on Hulu nowadays. And this shop owner is saying how he can't compete with Best Buy's price matching because everyone will always go there. And so Nathan comes in and is like, here's what we're going to do. You're going to offer TVs for $1. We'll make legitimate ads out of it that say $1. Then I'll get a bunch of people to secret shop at Best Buy. They'll have to price match it. You'll go buy their $1 TVs. And then, you know, then you could like upcharge them at your store. And so for this to work, he has to legitimately sell TVs for $1. So then he goes to this. The show is funny because the extreme elaborate lengths he'll go to just to make this like little thing work. So
wow,
he's selling $1 TVs. But when people first walk in the store, then there's like a sign that says like formal attire required. He's like, I'm sorry, you can't come in here. So then they'll come back in a suit. And then it's like the $1 TVs are in the back. And so you go through this like tiny little room. You have to crawl through a doggy door. And then there's an alligator between you and the TV. So if you want the $1 TV, you have to get past the alligator. And it's like all real. Like it's all hidden camera.
Oh my gosh.
Like it's a real alligator.
And there's people trying to get around the alligator?
Yeah. No. I mean, most of them like all freak out. But like, I'm not even kidding. That's just like the tip of the iceberg of one episode. Because then Best Buy doesn't match it. So then he tries to sue them. But then to get them to not counter sue him, he has to prove that the original store owner is clinically insane. So it's truly
a
wild ride for a 21-minute show. And I've been loving
it
lately.
That's so funny.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Wow. You watch that. Okay. Nathan For Who?
No, you're thinking that's the owl version. Nathan For Who? This is Nathan For You.
Oh, Nathan For Who?
You!
That's great.
Yeah.
That sounds fun.
What's your third thing?
Third thing is... marriage, I guess.
And so, lastly on the list,
I'm
probably
actually,
the love of my life.
Yeah, I'm actually grateful for that because I don't know what it's something like exciting and like a new thing in my life during
yeah,
all of this. You know, like
a good point.
A lot of people are desperate for that. So it was funny last night. Woke up, she was like, "You need me so hard last night." I was like, I have no recollection of that. I guess in my sleep.
Oh, knee.
Yeah, yeah.
I was saying.
You need me, okay? Don't forget that. We just woke up. You need me, okay? She's trying to lock me
in. I just had a dream. You didn't need me.
Yeah.
Remember you that you do.
Need all of this. You, with my knee. She's like, you need me. And I was like, well, I have no recollection of that. And then she was, like, granted, this is very early, so I'm sure, but she was like, that's not okay. I was like, wait. Are you getting upset? What do you want me? No, I'm just saying it was very aggressive and it hurt. It was the middle of the night and you like, you need to not do that again. I'm like, okay, I'll contact. Yeah. Okay, Karen, you want me to talk to the manager? But it's just a funny moment. Funny moments like that. It's just a new life where there's a person always there. And apparently I gave her some Mai Tai in the night.
I'm on Katie's side. I think you should have known better.
Yeah.
I know. You keep your knees to yourself when it's sleepy time.
I'm clearly asleep. She just like smacks me. There you go. Payback. Like, what are you doing to me?
You knew you were slapping me. I didn't know I was kneeing you.
It's fun. It's going to be a lot of good material, man. That's why I got into this.
Yeah, that's what you do it for.
A little stale. Needed a new.
For the brand.
Yep.
For the business.
Like, I was like 6 months into Correct Opinions. I'm like, I'm running out of stuff. Will you marry me?
Let's switch it up. Marriage would help.
Yeah.
Marriage would help a lot. And then you're going to do that for a couple years. You're going to get a little bored. Going to have kids.
Yep. It's a perfect timing. It really is.
You made marriage seem easier than it really is. So I don't know if I'll be able to pull that off whenever my podcast gets boring. I think I might just get into crime.
Oh, that
just kind of jail be like.
Jail be like.
And just kind of go about that.
Meetings with your probation officer be like, so annoying.
Great material.
Yeah.
Great material.
That could be a whole niche.
Yeah.
Speaking of that.
Not a lot of jail influencers.
Yeah. Speaking of that, there's this YouTuber blowing up. He's a former, like, he served like a 10-15 year prison. It's like a pretty real deal criminal. And his YouTube channel's blowing up because he's just telling these insane stories of his time in prison.
Oh, no way.
Yeah. It's amazing how on YouTube, right, there's this weird stuff happening on YouTube where guys who detail cars will post like a time lapse. And it's for some reason satisfying to watch. Mm-hmm. But like, or I saw something same with like the farming industry where these guys will post just quality content about farming or something. And it's amazing how with YouTube, those are not like lucrative jobs, right? Farming can
sure.
be. Anything can be. But, you know, this guy probably detailing a car for $200 or whatever it is.
Yeah.
But then he makes a video and uploads it and gets millions of views and he makes probably $5,000.
Yeah. It's like
so cool. Yeah.
That is cool. It's like you do this low paying job because it is how you earn way more money.
Yeah. It's a weird, you can make money all sorts of ways these days. It's really bizarre.
Which I guess makes, like, we are fortunate for a lot of reasons. But one, like, we don't need anyone or anything else to, like, make what we need to. Like, that guy is always, as long as he wants to keep detailing cars for YouTube, he's always going to need dirty cars.
Yeah.
Like, he's always going to keep having to, like, work. Like, actually, like, clock in a job.
I know.
For content.
So much of me wants to, like, okay, if this is, like, this and that's working, I want to make it bigger. And, like, Middle School Maddox was a good example of that. But at the same time, it's like, well, I know, or we've talked about this comedian Andrew Schultz or other other comedians who they'll like, yeah, they're building all the studios and doing like 4 or 5 podcasts. I'm like, yeah, I guess I could do that, but for way, way less resources and time, I could just make Karen's be like and it'd make more money. You know what I mean?
Oh,
like,
yeah.
It's like
not even close.
I love doing Correct Opinions and this, and the idea is like this is long term. I want to be talking to you guys for years, but right now this isn't paying the bills, but it's fun. But it gets strange when you're in a very fortunate position to be in. I was like, I could invest and like hire more people and make this bigger, but that would ultimately return less than just what I'm doing, which is
just middle schoolers videos, just
run around with a camera,
just run around in the Target parking lot screaming,
yeah.
Oh, ran me over.
Yeah.
It's tough too to ever in the positions we're in, you know, people maybe you get asked this too, people ask me, it's like, so what are you really doing? Like what's kind of your 5-year plan? Like, I have no idea.
Yeah.
I mean, as fast as the internet moves and social media, like what we're doing barely existed 5 years ago.
It's fun to not have a plan. I was told that I feel like at least where we come from, I don't know if like every person our age got that, but you know, my parents were very like career. You go to college, you're like, what, you have a plan.
Then you get your first job,
this plan.
You use that to get your next job.
I have no idea.
No clue.
No clue.
Like, there's probably going to be like maybe we dive into like virtual reality influencers. Maybe that's the next big thing.
Probably.
virtual or just you'll Mars like, influencers.
Yeah, you'll be like doing crimes virtually. And
yeah,
you're gonna
that'll be my thing.
Yeah, I'm gonna go down kind of like a family blog vibe, and you'll be like a criminal. So we'll part ways. It'll be terrible, and we'll be like, what do we do with Duelist Guests? And we'll zoom in from your cell.
I'll get access.
Yeah.
I think I need to do my third Trey Triplett quarantine thing. Went through a weird little stint where I was really into headphones. At one point in time, I think I owned 5 headphones, just really trying to find which ones
really
I liked. And? Ultimately, somewhat satisfied, I guess. Whatever.
Oh, you never found.
I mean, I found one, but it
was. What do you think of the ones you got on?
They're okay.
They're horrible. Yeah.
Yeah. Not gonna tell you they're great.
I was. That was annoying. When I first started Correct Opinions, they were like, with this agency, they're like, we'll send you the gear you need.
So oh, like, cool.
Oh, sick.
Was this in the kit?
Well, that was. Not these new nice mics, but they sent just bare minimum stuff, like lowest level mics. And I mean, I guess the H6 Zoom everyone uses or whatever that's called.
Oh, they sent you that?
Yeah.
Nice.
But otherwise, it was very basic. And then I noticed on my first statement of like revenue, that was like deducted from it.
Oh.
And so I was ticked. I was like, I wish you told me I was going to pay for it anyway, because now that money was just wasted, because I wanted this initially or eventually. Like,
should just started with the nicest stuff.
That was so, I hate when people do something like that.
It's like a waiter, like, hey guys, welcome to wherever. Just want to let you know, I can go ahead and get you guys started off with a free chips and queso if you want.
What? This place is amazing. I knew we should have come here. Thank you.
And you get your bill. It's like $2.99 for chips and queso.
Yeah. No, you have to log in and give me a 5-star rating, and then like complete a riddle, and then you'll get a reimbursement mailed to you. And like,
yeah,
what? Yeah.
It was free at first, but you didn't say the right, kind of combination of words. To redeem it.
One of my biggest pet peeves is, I guess that was the end of Trey Triplett.
Oh, it's
the Trey Triplett. Triple Trey, that's what we'll call it. One of my biggest pet peeves is, I guess, just like, I really like to be efficient. So I guess a perceived like waste of time really irritates me. I went to meet this guy about the house we're renovating. So it's come the time for the electrician to like go in and do his thing, just to wire the house. And so we're at this place, like, what do you want? Do you want to do the basics? Do you want to? And now these days they have like smart home stuff to where.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So I'm like, that would be cool. And my contractor's like, well, you can do it one of two ways. Like, we all know, like, you can buy Alexa plugs or like kind of Alexa. And
just, oh, cool.
It's pretty affordable. And so you can be like, Alexa, lights off. But inevitably one day it'll be like, Ken, connect. And you just are pissed.
He's like, then the lights are on.
You hire someone, they come in and like hardwire it through your house. So it's like really reliable.
Cool.
And it's really cool. And he told me it'd be an extra, like, a couple thousand or something. So wide scope of things. I'm like, that could be worth it. Like, that'd be really cool. I don't know if you've ever been to, like a Vegas suite or one of those cool rooms where it's, like, you pick up the iPad and you just...
Just controls everything.
Everything. You turn, like, the sink on and all this great stuff. And,
that's cool.
Which is cool for maybe a little extra money. But it was, like, I was just misinformed by who knows what. But I met this guy. And very quickly I realized this was going to be... $20,000 or $30,000.
Oh, what?
And so I'm like, I just want to leave. Like, this is ridiculous. Like, it's basically. And the more I think about it, like, what's the point of like, yeah, from my phone I can turn that light off, or I could save $20,000 and just reach over and. So I was just like, I don't. And he showed me this proposal he's doing for this house down in the suburbs. It was a $50,000 job, and he just basically they were just gonna hardwire their entire. Sounded like probably 5,000 square foot house, and have a setup where you have like 4 TVs that you could be all one picture, all different pictures, and
my goodness,
like built-in speakers. And it sounded like a thing you do when you don't. You're like, I don't even know how to get rid of this money fast enough.
Yeah,
so I was, and this guy talked my ear off. I was there for an hour and a half,
and you knew the whole time I'm not going to do this.
Yeah.
Oh, that sucks.
Now it was a little interesting, just because it was like they had this fancy showroom where he like showed me all the things they had set up. It's like. Man, this is pretty cool. But also, I feel like it'd be a thing after you live there for maybe 6 months, you'd be like, "This, I really don't care anymore." But
yeah.
But I was so upset when I left, and I was just mad at myself. Like, I should have just been like, hey, this isn't going to work. I need to leave. But I sat there and I was just like, yeah.
I'm not doing it.
Shut up. You sound, what is that from Step Brothers? Shut your mouth. You sound stupid.
You sound stupid.
You sound stupid. Shut your mouth.
And stupid is how I want my house. I don't want a smart house. I want a stupid house, please.
Stupid house, please. Sorry. Yeah.
Okay, so that kind of reminds me of a story that involves you, real quick. Mm. I'm sure I told this
stupid
to you.
That reminds me.
No, of like not being where you want to be, just like wasting your time. This happened like probably a year ago. A guy who I barely know asked me to grab lunch. He's like, I just moved back to Kansas City. I'm trying to like make new friends. Would love to connect, whatever. Seemed nice. Mm. And so we're grabbing lunch. Probably like 10 minutes into it. I asked him like, I was like, so what are you up to these days? Like, why'd you move back to Kansas City work-wise? And he's like, no. You go first. Tell me about you. Like, what's going on with you? I was like, oh, okay, great. And so I'm telling him that like, yeah, Trey and I are doing all this cool stuff. We're like working on a live show right now. I think that's when we were like first like preliminary like writing, you know, the show. And I was like, we're really excited about some of the aspects of it. Trey's like set is going to be awesome. Like, it's just fun to incorporate. Like, for instance, you know, we want to do a song about like, or Trey's going to do like a song about like pyramid schemes. And we're excited about that because we feel like that's not a very like highly shareable thing on Facebook because everyone knows someone who's like annoying with all those MLMs and stuff.
Yeah.
But the live show will work great. And he's like, that's awesome, man. I was like, so anyway, what do you do? He's like, well, I got started with this new company and it's not like what it sounds.
No.
It's like, you ever heard of like network marketing? And I'm like, oh my gosh. I just like dumped on this guy making fun of the exact thing he did and then flipped it around. I was like, so anyway, tell me about that thing that I just called annoying. And it was just the most uncomfortable. Like, he was awkward, I was awkward, and then we were there for like another hour and I didn't want to be there. So it was like a sales pitch. Like, he was asking me there to like get me to invest into his like whatever, you know, male equivalent of Arbonne. And right before he gave me the pitch, I was like, hold on, before you start, you know what's stupid?
Yeah.
It's multi-level marketing
everything
schemes.
You're trying to accomplish. Now, what's up with you? Yeah. He's like, you go first. You get loose. I'm gonna warm up my pitch here. Here we
go.
You're like, yeah, that's kind of what I'm up to. By the way, what you do, stupid. So what are you up to?
I could not believe the timing of it. And just like, why did I even share that with this random guy? And just like, specific details of the show. anyway.
Those are the worst. Yeah, that reminds me. I guess Katie's been starting to get a hard time at work. So she goes to different hospitals to work on whatever and help with, I'm not going to bore with her job, but she's in different hospitals and she's like, some people don't know about you. And she sent me a photo of some Do Less God Bless merch. But wait, counterfeit Do Less God Bless merch. There's a lot of stuff.
Dude,
on Amazon. There's a lot of stuff on Amazon of people selling like, poor man's Do Less God Bless merch. So I'm now trying to trademark the dang thing.
That's kind of like a milestone, though.
She's like, look. I was like, that's not mine. And I've gotten a few DMs of people like, Trey, my friend gave me your merch. Like, I'm a big fan. I'm like, and I literally DM'd, that is not mine. She's like, oh, I'm so sorry. I was like, oh, what am I doing?
Someone DMs you, hey, my friend just got me your shirt. I love it. A couple words are misspelled, including your last name, which I thought was a little weird.
It's a little weird, but it's fine.
Love the personal touch.
Yeah, it makes me, I'm like, how many people have buying not my merch, dude?
I wonder if someone just goes through like FanJoy's website and just counterfeits all of it because they know it's probably selling or something.
I'm gonna look it up right now.
I wonder if it's me. I wonder if I'm doing it and making a little money on the side.
So look, here's a women's cheesy Do Less God Bless. And it has.
That's your phrase.
For only like $15. So, and reviews. Oh, there's 2 5-star ratings.
Oh.
See all reviews. Only one with words. Love it. Super soft. Very flattering.
Gosh.
Dadgummit.
I hate the idea of someone being flattered in a counterfeit merch.
What, this one, this is a hoodie that they're selling for the same price point in all sorts of colors, and it's not mine. And there's one review that says, sweatshirt was awesome for my daughter. She loves it. Oh, how do I... We got to crack this down. I guess you guys are listening if you're ever born. Go give the counterfeit Do Less God Bless 1 star, dude.
Have you ever... Make sure it's the counterfeit stuff.
Yeah, don't. Not mine. Mine's not on Amazon.
Okay. Dang, that's crazy.
Which, there's this funny story. If you follow me really closely, you might have seen one fateful day, where I'll use my social media to say, this restaurant just treated me horribly, go give them 1 star. Should tell this story. Very embarrassed by that, but I was out with my buddies, and for whatever reason, went to this restaurant, kind of bar, right when they opened at 5 p.m. We were out. We wanted dinner. We were wanting to go to this place. They opened at 5, so we were kind of waiting. We went. We walked. Five dudes, right, with, they're like just trying to still get open. We're the only dudes in there. And we're just like, yeah, we want to order. And this bartender, she's kind of getting flustered. She's like, okay, hold on, hold on. I'm like, okay. I was like, yeah, can we get like a beer? What beers do you have? She's like, we don't. Do you have like a beer list? She's like, no, we don't. And I'm telling this story pretty unbiased, I think. I've confirmed this with all my buddies. And but she's like, she's getting really flustered. It's like, so hold on. And we were all kind of like, oh.
Like, all right, I was just asking for beer at a bar. Yeah.
And, well, yeah, you used to mention that. I have to be honest. I did go, oh, that under my breath a little bit. Not that under my breath. I go, oh, that's, sorry, we shouldn't be trying to order beer at a bar. I said something like that. And you could tell she didn't like that. So we keep going, and we're just like still trying to order, and she's getting frazzled. And then this
dude. You're the only ones in there?
Five of us, yeah.
What was she so frazzled by?
I think she was still trying to set up her bar, and we were just all coming in there like, hey, all five of us want a drink.
Oh, okay.
And, you know, I don't know. And then we were like, I remember this. We're like, what beers do you have? He's like, we only hold this type of beer. Like, here it is. And we weren't familiar. So I think someone was like, oh, what's that like? Could you like describe it? And which a lot of times you expect for them to be like, yeah. And I think she couldn't really. She's like, I don't know. I'm just like, we just got it. And
extra frazzled.
And then she's like, hold on. I go, oh, sorry. We shouldn't try to order here at a bar. And then there's two people working. Then this other dude, presumably like the manager or owner, was like, hey, you guys could just leave. And we were kind of paused. We're like, wait, what? He's like, we don't need your business. And then I go, he was kind of a male Karen. And I go, like I said, we're the only people in there. And I just go like this. Which again, probably should have done. And then he goes, he just erupts. Get the F out.
Oh my gosh.
And we just paused. I remember one of my buddies goes, wait, seriously? Yeah. Like, yeah, get the F out. And he starts like pressing up on us. And like he puts hands on one of them. And we just get tossed out.
You just got kicked out. Yeah, we're being like the only people in a restaurant.
It's like, it was just a weird, we were like, whatever. We just moved on. And then we like grabbed dinner somewhere else and we walked back by and we're like, you know what? I feel like me and my buddies were upstanding guys. Like, let's just pop back in and maybe say, sorry. I don't really know. Like,
not
sure.
We don't
want any bad blood. You know, I don't know. We'd heard this place is great. So we kind of wanted to go back.
Hey, sorry. We got kicked out.
Yeah.
Like, what are you going to apologize for?
I know. In hindsight, it was not smart, but couple of us go in. My buddy kind of leads the way. He's like, hey, man. And immediately he's like, no, get out.
Oh, you guys.
Yeah. We're like, no, we're not trying to stay. We just wanted to like say sorry if we did anything. And he's like, get out. He was just so mean and mad. And we're like,
that's
when we all kind of turned like, you know what? Screw this place. We'll never go back there. And that's when I posted briefly, like, give this place one star. They kicked us out for no reason. And during this time, we talked to a friend who she said she had a similar experience where she went to the bathroom with like a girlfriend. And she like I think the paper towel holder like fell off the wall or something, made a commotion. And when she walked out, I think they just attributed him to be like dumb drunk girls. They're like, get out,
vandalism,
get the F out. And they're like, why? Like, get out. So in theory, I think it was like me and my five of us white bros roll in there. I think it's a very like hipster bar, so maybe they're just like, we don't even want you here anyway.
Huh.
But it was my only time being like kicked out of something. It was a strange experience.
Rumor has it the owner of that bar is now selling God Bless merch on Amazon.
Counterfeit, probably. It was funny because one of the reviews now is like, it says something about me. I remember when, so hundreds of one stars came in because people follow me. But luckily, they're gone. I was like, woke up the next day and I was like, as my anger settled, I was like, I shouldn't do this. But I guess if that happens, I think Google like automatically removes it or something.
Something's going on.
Yeah. Which is great. But I remember one, like the restaurant itself commented back to one of the reviews who said one star, like, don't mess with Trey. And they're like, Trey's garbage or something. I was like, oh, I don't like this. That's why I don't want to get an internet feud. My only internet feud has been with a local bar
over owner
Google reviews.
Calling you garbage.
This guy's garbage.
No? Oh, Trey Kennedy? Yeah, he's garbage.
So it's strange feeling. Maybe the only place in the whole world I'm unwelcome is this one random bar, hole-in-the-wall bar. I'm sure if I walked in, they might swing at me, but...
Like, they're trading...
Stay honest story. Can't tell anyone. Just for you guys.
when they train new employees, like, now here is our kind of our blacklisted people. This is Trey Kennedy. Don't let him in. Oh, what'd he do? He tried to order a beer here one time.
He came in here right at opening and ordered a beer.
And we have him now labeled as garbage. Yep, so garbage. Treat him as such. Garbage man.
That was funny.
Take my trash out.
Oh. So.
I've never been kicked out, but when I get into my life of crime, oh, you better believe it. Getting kicked out of a lot of places. Getting kicked into jail and out of the presidential ball. Out of
society.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That'll out of you, relationships and communication with my parents.
It's going to be a new fun niche for you, I think.
Have you ever thought about who your one phone call would be at jail?
Just like one a day or one ever?
Like your first one that you get.
Yeah, I've thought about it. I remember you heard about certain bros. I remember like ancillary friends. My actual friends, none of them have been arrested. Proud to say that. But there's certain people that do something dumb in college and you'd hear about. They called his bro and he just showed up, no questions. Paid his bail. Wow, what a bro.
So I wonder if you're a good friend, you'll ask some questions.
Yeah. Wait, what? So, yeah, I wonder if I always said, like, I probably wouldn't call my parents. I'd be like, yo, bro, come help me out. My parents will never know about this. As my mom listens to this.
Here's
but I've never been arrested.
Do you have any of your friends' number memorized?
Yes.
Do you?
Good for you. Fun fact, a lot of people call me a walking phone book.
Oh, yeah. I've heard people when I was at that bar.
I call myself that.
Get out of here, you walking phone book.
Gosh, dang it. I'm like, oh, really? Are you sure you want to do that? 916-824. I'm going to call you every day. No, I do have a good memory of numbers for whatever reason. So I have like my longtime buddies back in the day were, you know, maybe, I guess, yeah, we could still store contacts, but I don't know if like before I had a phone and they did, and like I just had to call with my mom's phone, I had to memorize them or something.
Nice.
So I have a few lifelong friends. I got that number memorized, man.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
What about Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? Who would your people be who you call?
You ever see that dude who he was about to win and he called his dad? Oh. He's like, I'm just calling to let you know I'm about to win. The answer is B.
It was such a baller one of move.
The biggest flexes in
such
history.
Such a cool video, too.
That's funny because are you good at trivia? Who's good at trivia?
I feel like I'm decent at like general knowledge.
Have you been to like, popular thing is like a bar will hold a trivia night. Have you been to one of those?
No, but I'll go with you. If there's a phone number quiz.
Unless you're an anomaly. Everyone I know and I know, we go and we just get last place.
Really?
Yeah. It's like, I feel like we're all intelligent people. We make a living. We're educated, but I don't understand how these people know all this random stuff. We'll go and we just lose.
I mean, maybe on one end, it's probably the type of people to go to a trivia night are pretty smart in general. That's true. And two, we need what happened to us in college to happen, where the actual trivia athletes are now off playing college basketball.
True, we need levels to this ish.
Yeah, I want like the best of the rest.
Yeah,
in trivia night.
I don't know if I know any. I do remember one in college. Oh, this makes sense. In college, there's a group of guys in my fraternity who would go to a trivia night. And you've got to be in a trivia / a dork to do trivia night during college when there's so many way more fun things to do. Now it's like,
hey, Pi Fi's
adults and we probably shouldn't like stay up till 5 a.m. drinking Red Bulls. So let's just go to this trivia night on a Thursday.
And try to order beer at a bar.
Yeah.
Fingers crossed.
Get out unless you answer this trivia. But I knew of one or two guys that I guess they were competitive and like, it is like this whole trivia league that I think there's like trivia companies and you can like be a bar that hosts their trivia and you can take, and they kind of do this a winner thing where like if you're winners at this bar, you play like in the cities and then you go to like regional. So it's really fun. I mean, I would never be able to compete in that, but
let's do some practice questions. Yeah. Trey.
I'm ready.
Name the three types of rock. Go back to like ninth grade science of rocks.
This is a real question.
Yeah. I'm just like asking you a trivia question right now.
Graphite.
No.
The three types of rock. Sediment.
That's pretty close. We'll count it.
Primary, secondary.
houses.
Duh.
Senate, House of Representatives.
Yeah. I have no idea. What are three
you
types
were close.
Of rock?
Sedimentary.
Oh, sedimentary. I have no idea.
Honestly. Igneous.
Igneous and lava. Lavanius.
Metamorphic.
Dude, no idea. Name the types of clouds.
Oh. Cirrus. Stratus. Cumulus. Nimbus.
Okay, you are good at trivia. Like, there's four. Why do you know that, dude?
I'm a general knowledge guy.
Wow, maybe you would be good at trivia. That's impressive.
Because I can name four clouds. Name, well, you know what?
Like, you could, you say Congress, U.S. Senate. Like, name how the government works. I have no idea.
I don't know. Tell me one thing about the stock market.
I spell NASDAQ. I don't know.
Is it like Affleck? What's that?
NASDAQ. You're like, the NASDAQ's a record high. I don't know.
So are you talking what about NASDAQ Prescott?
Yeah, NASDAQ. They just launched a shuttle, right?
Yeah. Louis Armstrong. He walked on the moon.
Yeah. I'm on board.
No,
yeah.
That's a record, jazz
record
artist.
High. It's getting really up there.
All right. So, yeah. Invite us to your trivia nights. We'll come and just make a mockery of it and a lot of puns and
speaking of, we're knocking out this Do Less podcast, and I was going to do a podcast appearance after this, but in another episode of Trey's Incompetent, I guess that was supposed to happen 2 hours ago. So as we were chilling, I got the email like, did you have issues with the link? I guess we'll reschedule. And,
oh,
it's time zones, dude.
Pacific?
That'll get you. I guess it was 10 a.m. Pacific, which I took as noon. And then I think my brain like went too much forward. So I was like, oh, noon.
Oh,
it's
noon
two.
Pacific.
So then it's 2.
Yeah, I've done that before.
So I was off by 4 hours. 2 hours. Dadgummit. It. So that's a bummer.
You were off either way. That is a bummer. That's too bad.
Well, wait, we can go for like another 2 hours. I'm free.
No, yeah, I'm free. Hey, real quick, speaking of 2 hours, though, do you want to tell them about the MSMM?
Oh, no, we're Middle School Madness Season 2. This is a lot of moving parts. We're starting to realize that, I don't know. I don't know if it's going to be tough to get. It just starts to become apparent that, like, I guess I thought, oh, Middle School Madness is out. People will be like, here's all our money for Middle School Madness Season 2. And you start to realize it's just going to be time-consuming. Who knows when it'll happen. So, love to hear y'all's thoughts. DM me or maybe we could put up a post on the private IG page. But we're talking about now, instead of Season 2, doing Middle School Madness the movie.
Ooh. Ooh.
And making it happen via, like, Kickstarter or something. So we'd say we'd offer benefits to people like you and all the fans, like, and we need to like sit down and really figure it out, but we need something like 250 grand. So I'm like,
big time.
I don't know if people, it just adds up. You probably have to shoot probably for a month, 30 days, and you'd have like, you need like, we'd have a handful, you know, 5 to 10 actors, and you need another like 10 cast people. You know, there's a guy running the camera, a guy running lights, guy running sound, people running costumes, like, you just, and all those people get paid like $100-$300 a day. So all that's all that right there is like
adds
6-10 grand a day. It just adds up. And
then Dwayne the Rock Johnson
Dwayne the Rock Johnson, he's expensive.
He's expensive. Yeah. So Adam Sandler is gonna cost a little bit.
Jennifer Lawrence, she's gonna give a discount, but it's still
a lot.
But so that's maybe the new direction of like, maybe soon we'll announce a Kickstarter. I don't know. We need to figure this out, but I'm wondering if people would fund that. And then we have to make it. And I know people are like, movies take years. I definitely, what's worse than when you pay for a Kickstarter and it's like, you'll get this in 14 months.
Yeah. I think it's a lot of time with like
that.
Products.
I don't want to do that. So I want to figure out a way to like make that as small as possible. I've did that for the first time where I found this cool little gadget and I Kickstarted it and I just got it a couple weeks ago and it was like 5 months later.
Wow.
So it's definitely bizarre. We're just once a month they give you an update. Like, we're still on track to give it to you in May, and then it finally came. And it was very exciting. So I guess there's something to like.
The
I want this so bad that I know I'm gonna wait months for this, but that's the newest idea and most likely pursuit. We'll just have to see. So
Middle School Madness the movie. Do less guess. You guys are the only people who know about that.
Yep. So we'll leave you with that. Jake, any final thoughts? Nope.
Water is
fire.
Is okay.
We'll stay tuned to see his water journey.
Yeah, I'm gonna be so skinny next week.
You're gonna be so skinny.
So skinny.
Maybe you'll be like taller and more jacked, or
yeah,
probably all those things.
I'll be married.
Yeah,
want to turn to a life of crime.
A full beard next week. Water, man.
Water. It's fertilizer.
Water.
Yeah.
All right. Do less guess. Episode 7 in the books. Till next time. Peace.